My dear friends, in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, you'll hear this in the following day. There's a verse that says, "And every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved." All of this because of the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection is like a spiritual big bang. You know, it's that boom, you know, and it just sets everything in motion. And we are caught up with that. All of us who have encountered ourselves with the risen Christ, you know, if you have time in these days, read. There's like 11 passages here in Scripture that speak about the resurrection. Mary Magdalene, the apostles, St. Thomas, the apostles that were on the road to Emmaus, Peter and the apostles fishing, all of that. You can read anyone that you want, you know, and all of them, and I love to say this every Easter, all of them had their eyes opened. You know, I love thinking about this because I think you have to see like what caused this. You know, you have St. John, for example, all the apostles, they're fishing, you know, they're doing their thing. They kind of lost hope, you know. We thought he was the one. All of a sudden, Jesus says, "Cast your nets to the right." They listen to some guy on the shore telling them to do something that they know better. They do it, and all of a sudden, they get the miraculous catch. And all of a sudden, as if they're all looking at what they've just caught, it's St. John that says, "It's the Lord." You know, the eyes open. "It's the Lord." You know, they're normal. They're all of a sudden, "It's the that boom. It's the Lord. I got it. It's the Lord." You know, Mary Magdalene, she's out there weeping. She loves the Lord. She's looking for him. He's not there. She sees the gardener. "Oh, sir, if you know where you put him, tell me where he is and I'll take him. You know, I'll just throw him over my shoulder and I'll just take him back with me." Just, she's not even thinking correctly. She's so in love with the Lord. She wants him so much. All of a sudden, she doesn't recognize him. In the moment that Jesus calls her by name, Mary, "Rabboni," you know, the eyes open. It's the face, the expression. "The Lord, Señor, it's you, Lord, it's you, Lord," you know. Or St. Thomas, you know, "I won't believe until I put my hands and my fingers into his wounds and my hand into his side." All of a sudden, "Thomas, here I am." He does it. "My Lord and my God." You see, there's like this thing that the eyes are closed. Our spiritual eyes are closed. Jesus is so close to us. Our eyes are closed and we need that moment. "It's you, Lord. Whoa, I'm experiencing you. Whoa, I'm coming into contact with you. Whoa, it's you, Lord, my Lord and my God." And that's what gets them going. And that's what we all need, especially here at this Mass. How many times we receive the Lord? You know, one day a priest is going to put the Lord on your tongue. You're going to go back to your seat and boom. It really is the Lord, and he's in me. And then that big bang is going to happen into our hearts, and that's what's going to light us up, and that's what's going to make us witnesses, and that is what's going to make us instruments so that we can add another to our, you know, to our table, our spiritual table. We'll be out there. We'll be looking for the Lord. We're going to be like spiritual dynamos. And this is what I love about the saints. You know, when God, St. Augustine, for example, you know, they're not like little lights. The Lord just lights a light and it becomes a big flame and for a little while, like a firework. Boop. And it dies. You know, it's not like that. They become like rockets. They're just lit and they go, 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 go. And they never look back and they never stop. And this is something that we have to think about. Sister Grace reminded me today that last year, I think it was Father Felix was here during the Easter homily. He said, you know, the home has been given to us so it can produce saints. The home has been given to us by Our Lady, by our Lord, so we can become the gifts that the Lord wants to give to His Mother. We are chosen. Think about this. We are chosen especially by the Lord to be a gift that He wants to give to His Mother. And He doesn't give garbage to His Mother. He gives the best to His Mother. He takes us, as poor as we are, He starts to work on us, He starts to transform us, and He starts to turn us into these precious souls that He wants us to be, the saints that He wants us to be, and then He's going to present us one day to Our Lady as a gift. And this should make us think about this predilection that we have as being this gift to Our Lady. Look, it's not easy. I'm not here to give you false hopes. It's hard. In this life, you're going to get your crosses. It's not the resurrection and only the resurrection. We've got to get to the resurrection, but through the cross. And the cross is going to be part of our daily life. But these moments of experiencing the Lord, and this is why it's so important, and I say this all the time, we need a time of prayer. And these commitments that you guys do, try to be faithful to them. Look, step by step, everyone where they are, you take your steps. You take your steps. But you become more faithful. You become more faithful. You become more faithful. What turns into a 15 minutes of prayer, little by little, which is going to be a battle just to keep that 15 minutes of prayer, is going to turn into a desire. I want a little bit more. I want a half hour. I want an hour. I want you, Jesus. Now 15 minutes, now an hour, it starts to go like this. It's a grace. God starts to give us the gift of prayer. He starts to enter into our lives. We start to know Him more. We start to experience His love a little bit more. And then we start to want to be with Him a little more. Now it's not just Mass. Now I want to go to Eucharistic adoration. I want to spend some time with the Lord. And even when I'm home, I have a picture of the Lord somewhere where I can look at Him, where I can go into my room, where I can just close the door for 5 minutes and just tell Him that I love Him with all the intimacy of my heart. That's what it's all about, my dear friends, is to discover this love that drove these people crazy. They felt so hard for the Lord that they gave their lives. Think about all those early Christians. You know, they lived under persecution. The world was evil, very evil, and it still is. And it was going for them. It didn't want to hear the name of Jesus. It went for them. They were scourged. They were beaten. They were tortured. They were crucified. They were decapitated, ripped apart, burned, everything. Think about what our brothers, our early brothers and sisters did and are still doing in some parts of the world to be faithful to that name. Jesus. Jesus is God. He is alive. He loves me. And it's that love that urges me on. As St. Paul said. So let us ask our Lord and our Lady, you know, in this whole time of the Easter season, to truly prepare us, you know, open up our hearts, keep on taking away whatever stone may be there, so that the Holy Spirit can enter, so He can make that transformation in us. Call the Holy Spirit. Call upon the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to set us on fire. Holy Spirit, open my eyes. I want to see. I want to know. I want to love. I want to be able to give myself to You. I don't want to hold back. Break any chains that are keeping me from giving You a total yes. Happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen. May just remember the last words. The Lord is writing your book. The book of your life. The more you trust, the more you abandon yourselves to His loving providence, the more you do those things that you just don't understand, but you know your heart's pushing you to do, the more you do that, the more interesting your book is going to be. And look it, there's no book without, okay, there's no good book without trials. There's no good books without tortures and heads being cut off and Roman blood being spilled here and there. No, there's no good book. You got to have a little bit of that in that. You know, any filmmaker, you know, there's blood everywhere. You've got to have it. It's in there. It makes things interesting. You know, and us as Christians, we've got to be ready, you know, to give ourselves totally, you know. So don't be afraid what the Lord wants to do you. Maybe you're going to have to spill your blood just taking care of your kids. Maybe you're going to have to just be faithful and be a good Christian witness where you have to work. Don't be afraid. Never underestimate the power of your witness. The Lord is alive. He's alive in you. He's loving in you. And to be a saint is nothing else than to love with a heroic generosity, the perfection of love. If I want to be a saint, that means I want to love much. And if you love much, much will be forgiven. And when much is forgiven, we have a joy that the world can't take away. Amen. Hallelujah.